looking at some new corn hybrid technologies. We're visiting today with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Joe, what are you seeing that's new in these corn hybrids this season?
Well, last year we saw for the first time a brand new transgenic trait that has a lot of potential. It's called Drought Guard. We had it in 11 different hybrids this past year, and three of them were starred, which means that they were not statistically different from the top yielding hybrid in a trial. And that's always a good sign that trait is kind of off to a good start and performing well. This particular trait is what I would call more like a yield enhancing trait than the traits we've currently have available to us. The ones we have available are what I call yield protecting traits, things that we can control insects with or control weeds with more easily. They don't necessarily add to yield, but they allow us to keep some of the pests that corn plants commonly encounter at bay a little bit better.
Joe, you called this new trait your first yield enhancing. Can you explain the difference with this new trait compared to other traits we've had?
Well, corn is one of those crops where we've always seen yield progress nearly every year. Typically, on average, we're gaining about 1.5 to 2 bushels per acre per year. What this particular trait, it's called Drought Guard, what it does is that when the plant encounters water stress, either during a drought or at some point during the life cycle of the plant, these genes will kick in and basically alleviate the stress that these plants will encounter.
Joe, can you explain where this trait was found and where it comes from?
Yes, a trait comes from a very common bacteria called Bacillus subtilis. 4 genes were basically used in this particular trait. Each one kind of modifies the physiology of the plant a little bit differently. Drought is not really a single trait gene. There are a lot of different genes that modify and allow the plant to adapt to and perform well under drought. And this bacteria usually is more prevalent under stress situations.
Joe, what kind of grower profile would most benefit by this kind of Drought Guard technology?
Typically, the site that is usually the most stressful for water anyway are usually sandier soils. They're the ones that will typically run out of water more quickly than a silt loam or a clay kind of a soil. And so growers that have sandier fields and or soils that are fairly shallow and don't hold a lot of water, these might be places for these kinds of hybrids.
We've been visiting with Joe Lauer, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.